Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario Lopez, returning to the studio, Grammy-winning rapper and actor, host, my man Ludacris. What's going on, man? Welcome back.
Yeah, what's going on, man? Good to be here. I feel like I was here yesterday.
Well, you're welcome anytime to cruise by. You're hosting this new show on YouTube. Best cover ever. How's it work?
Absolutely. So, you know, when I was a kid, I used to love, when I was like 9 years old, LL Cool J,
yes.
I'm Bad was like my favorite song. So I used to do talent shows and I used to cover that song. And nowadays you got people doing karaoke for fun. You got all these different artists that are on YouTube covering other people's songs. So it's like, you know, when we get to a certain point, we want to reach back and create opportunities for new artists to kind of shine. And so myself and Ryan Seacrest got together and we created this show. And we sold it to YouTube, and it's basically like all of these different artists that are new and up and coming and trying to get noticed, they're able to do these covers and meet the actual artist that they're covering.
Oh, that's cool.
Absolutely. So, you know, it comes down to a contest because they have two finalists that the actual artist gets to look at.
Right.
And then we choose between those two individuals, and we invite them to the YouTube studios, and they get to do a cover. But the greatest thing about these days is you don't have to do the cover the exact way that the artist did it. You kind of remix it, or as I call it, three mix.
Yeah, yeah.
So
put
they
your own spin and flavor on it, right?
Absolutely. So it could be an R&B song and somebody makes it country or makes it rock and roll or makes it pop or anything like that, or a rap song and they make it, you know what I mean, like EDM. So people are getting more and more creative, so it's going to be interesting to check out. So it's fun, man.
That's clever. And I, too, the first rap I ever learned was LL Cool J's. I need love.
Oh, you did. I need love.
I did. I'm bad with that. But that whole era, man.
That's
so yeah, that's
crazy.
That's right there. So how do you go about finding the talent for the show?
Man, so YouTube, you know, most of them are already on YouTube.
Right.
So they just scout out. And I mean, you have people that filtrate the system and are looking at all these different people. And then they pick a number and show the artist, and the artist picks the final two.
Yeah.
And then we invite those two out.
That's great. And are you just a producer on the show, or are you hosting the show?
Yeah,
as well?
Producer as well.
Okay, very cool.
And, man, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't a damn.
I didn't know if you were just a producer or.
No, I'm actually hosting it too.
And you're hosting it too. Okay,
yeah.
Great. Because I know you got a lot on your plate, so that's great.
It's crazy because we were just talking about how much we love LL. How ironic is it that he hosts Lip Sync Battle? Like, it's, everybody's doing
ironic
covers.
Oh, that's funny. That is ironic. Look at that.
I just thought about that myself.
Oh, that's funny. So who are some of the artists that would be?
Some of the artists: BB Rexha. You have the Backstreet Boys came and did something. Flo Rida came and did something.
Cool.
Katy Perry. It's a
great group.
Absolutely great group, man.
Oh, that must be so much fun, man, for the kids right there. And if you had this opportunity as a kid, who would you have liked to have performed with?
Man, like I said, if it wasn't LL Cool J, it definitely would be like, I would say Outkast or Scarface or something like that. Those are the ones I looked up to.
Yeah. And do you get a pretty good mix of like genre music? You got pop represented, hip hop, country, the whole thing?
Every genre of music is represented. We made sure to make it very versatile. And I think
that's
what's important because, like I said, it gives you a glimpse into how creative everyone is these days.
Yeah.
Some of them are playing instruments, you know what I mean? And just completely anything that you would not think of, they're doing.
Yeah.
In terms of just recreating a song and even changing the melodies up or changing the arrangement and making it their own. And that's what's so dope about the show and unique.
That's fun, man. That's fun. Well, congrats on that.
Thank you, man.
Also want to talk about this movie you got coming out next year, Show Dogs, where you play a police dog.
Show Dogs. Yeah, man.
That's tight. So what's that about?
I'm like you, man. We got these young kids and we have to continue to find certain jobs outside of what we do for adults.
Yeah.
We got to find
kids. I played a dog
jobs.
A couple times.
Oh, you did?
I played a dog.
His dog has saved every possible holiday
The dog who saves Christmas. I've saved Easter. I've saved Christmas vacation.
Arbor Day.
Dope, man.
So tell me about your dog.
The Show Dogs, man. It's just one of those movies where it's actual dogs, so it's not animation. So, you know, we have different voices. Shaq is a voice. I think Jordan Sparks is one. And it's so many different dogs. So anybody who has a love for just dogs and all different breeds and how they interact is going to be very funny. But, of course, it has that adult subliminal comedy to it. But it's funny,
what kind
man.
Of dog you play?
I'm a Rottweiler.
Oh, you're a cool Rottweiler. Of course.
Yeah, man.
Well, you got great pipes, man. I was just talking about the other day, because we were talking about, I don't know how James Gandolfini came up too, and you know, obviously cool character with Tony Soprano, but if you really listen to Gandolfini's voice, dude, and he's a big cat, rest in peace, he got like that little Hawaiian, like kind of high pitched kind of voice. I'm like, if I, you know, I said, not like my man Luda, who's, and I actually brought you up, like the good speaking voice, right? Yeah, so you playing a Rottweiler is like perfect casting.
Perfect, man.
But it would have been funny if you were a Chihuahua, too. Chihuahua
true.
With them pipes, you know what I'm saying? The
very
contrast.
True. That's why you
got
to see who Shaq plays, what dog Shaq plays.
That's great. That's great. He
hilarious.
Got good pipes, too, Shaq. So
yeah,
I saw you were at the Justice League premiere. I didn't get a chance to say what's up to you on that red carpet. Are you a big fan of those kind of movies?
I'm a fan, man, but you know, we really came to support Gal because, you know, Wonder Woman, because she was in the Fast and Furious franchise. We really hit it off.
That's
we were
right.
really good friends. And
she's super cool.
Man, I could not be like more happy for her. I got a chance to see her and just, you know, we took a picture with her, and my wife is a great fan as well. But I don't think there's anyone that deserves, you know, as much as she has. She deserves everything she has and more. So I'm just so happy for her and just happy to see her soar in everything that she's doing with Wonder Woman, and how everybody is kind of just, you know, how can I say, so all the fans and all of the young ladies within 1 year, they
right.
absolutely adore, love, are inspired by, motivated by not only this character, but Gal herself. And
right.
I just love what she stands for, man. She's great.
She is. She's a sweetheart. And you mentioned Fast. Have you talked about the next installment? Have you guys started it? Or as far as the script's concerned, heard anything?
There are talks about it, but, you know, nothing has been confirmed yet. I think that we're shooting for a release of in 2020. It was supposed to be 2019, so I think we're shooting for 2020.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving, you stay in town or?
Thanksgiving, man. I'm going home to Atlanta, Georgia, of course.
Okay.
Got the family traditions as we always do. You know, it's in the South, we already got soul food. So when it comes to the Thanksgiving stuff, you already know.
You just go next level. And do you spend Christmas there as well, or do they come out here?
I mean, Christmas, sometimes we're back and forth, but I think we're going to spend Christmas out here in LA this year.
Yeah, that's the move,
man.
Right there.
What the hell are you doing with your fan for Thanksgiving? Who cooks at Thanksgiving?
My sister, she gets down. She's got four kids. And well, my wife helps her too, but we're going to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And so we spent Thanksgiving with my sister in Texas, and then they come out here for Christmas.
Oh, gotcha.
So, you know, we do about the same thing right there.
See,
all right, before I let you go. Yeah, well, I love the South.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Wouldn't Atlanta, as a matter of fact, like the best place to be, was most romantic?
It was on the list of best cities to be single.
Best cities to be single. Do you agree with that?
Best cities to be single?
Atlanta?
You know, the ratio is pretty up there. I'm not single, but I would have to agree
you
with you.
You were
at
one point, though.
100%. So I'm going to have to agree with you, because
okay.
the ratio is kind of disrespectful when it comes to, you know, women to men's. And I want to say it's like
really?
11 to 1 or something crazy.
Damn.
Like that. Yeah, it's just stupid.
God bless Atlanta.
Yeah, so if you're single, go ahead and move to Atlanta. You'll definitely
That's great. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Ready?
Yep.
Favorite Christmas song?
Favorite Christmas song, chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Old
or these
club.
Nuts roasting on an open fire. I'm just
playing. The remix.
The remix.
The last show you binge watch.
The last show binge watched. That's a good one. Because it would have to be Curb Your Enthusiasm, man.
That feels funny,
that.
Huh?
I love that show.
Isn't it funny? JB Smooth is so funny.
I love that
funny.
Show.
I like it too. Nickname growing up.
So before I was Ludacris, I used to do a bunch of Christmas raps, and my name was
really
Kris Kringle.
Was it really? You did some Christmas raps?
My rap name was Kris Kringle when I was like 10 years old.
Wait, can you give me a little bit
of Christmas
rap?
Do you remember
rap?
Any of them?
You remember any of them?
Man,
I never heard of Christmas
rap.
It
was so long ago, man. I don't even remember. Probably D's Nuts Roasting on the Probably why it's my favorite Christmas song.
That sounds like the perfect 10-year-old.
Hell yeah.
Time travel destination
in terms of...
You can go back and do a year over or just appreciate it again, or you can go into the future or go to any era, whatever you want.
I'll probably go to the future so that, you know, my oldest daughter is 16. Go and see where she's at around 25, see who she's dating
there
so I can slap the hell out of him.
There you go.
And make him understand that he better be right or otherwise there's going to be some issues, and then come back here so that he already has that... those nightmares before he meets my daughter.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that move right there. All right. Well, the best cover ever debuts Monday on YouTube, and you can follow him on Instagram at Ludacris. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me as always, man. Great times.
On with Mario Lopez.